Hello, and thank you for having me here tonight on Tech Talk. This is Rick Harmon again, and tonight we're going to demonstrate Roxio's Record Now version 10 CD and DVD burning software. Many of you probably haven't used anything of Roxio's products. But Roxio Easy CD Creator version 6, that's probably the last version many of you have used as far as a burner, a Roxio products burner. Mostly due to the fact that after Roxio Easy CD Creator 6, the product line became pretty much inaccessible to users. Well, a couple years back, Roxio bought a company called Sonic Solutions, and one of their programs is called Record Now. It's a very easy to use program, very accessible, and even to this day it continues to be very accessible. Whether or not you're using, say, Record Now version 7 or 8 or 9 or even the newest version, which I'm going to demonstrate tonight, version 10, you'll find out it is very, very simple to use. And for anybody out there that's looking for a new, more modern CD or DVD burner, well, Roxio Record Now is definitely something you'd want to look at. Okay, what I'm going to do first is I'm basically going to open up the program and I'm going to walk you around the main screen and show you some of the things that Record Now can do. So,
Roxio Record Now 10 Music Lab 20 of 52.
gonna press enter here.
Enter. Record Now 10 Music Lab. Click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Convert to MP3 or listen to music.
And our main screen is now up. So at this point, I can start arrowing around.
Audio list view, audio guide, audio CD, music disc creator, jukebox disc, rip CDs, multi-dash ripper, tag editor.
And these are some of the things that I can do.
Convert LPS slash tapes, capture audio, sound editor, audio converter, auto mix, upgrade.
And right now I'm just up and down arrowing through this dialog. If I want to go around the screen here, I can start tabbing.
Tab, click here to create data disks.
One of our options is to create a data disk.
Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images.
A very, very easy to use disk copier.
Tab, media and devices.
Not sure what that one is. Believe that's just access to your various devices.
Tab, click here for useful disk tools.
Some helpful information.
Tab, easily create an audio CD that can be played in any CD player button.
Here we can create an audio CD.
Tab, advanced audio CD and music DVD creation, customize playlists with fades and effects button.
And here we can make some advanced discs.
Tab, create a CD or DVD to play on your computer or MP3 slash WMA slash compressed music format player button.
Okay, and that'll create an MP3 or WMA data disc for use on a computer or portable players that support playing of these types of discs.
Tab, convert CD dash audio tracks to digital audio files button.
Here we have a converter that we can take. Actually, it's a ripper, I believe. We can take our CDs, convert the tracks on them into audio tracks on the computer, WAV files.
Tab. Use multiple drives to convert audio CDs to your favorite digital audio format. Button. Tab. Automatically add artist, song title, album, and genre tags to music files. Button.
There we can get information for the CD out from the online databases to give us track information automatically and artist and title information.
Tab. Record analog audio to your PC or to CDs. Automatically add artist and track names. Button.
Okay, that option is to record from the line in.
Tab. Easily record audio using your sound card. Capture whatever audio is playing. Button.
Same thing, I believe.
Tab. Edit and mix audio tracks. Add sound effects. Button.
Can do editing and mixing. Haven't played a whole lot with some of these options, so I don't know how accessible every single option is. I do know that creating and copying CDs and DVDs with the program is very accessible, and hopefully these other options are as well.
Tab. Convert audio from files, CDs, or DVDs to your preferred format. Backup your iPod. Button. Tab. Automatically generate playlists to match your mood based on selected songs. Button.
Playlist generator.
Tab. Click here to learn about exciting audio technology for your PC. Button. Tab. Click here to eject the drive tray. Button.
Ejector drive.
Tab. Combo box. Bank DVD RWDL left paren D colon right paren.
Select our drive.
Tab. Click here to view options that let you customize how Record Now 10 Music Lab operates. Button.
Various options for customizing the program.
Tab. Hide project pane. Button. Alt plus J.
That hides some of the options on the screen. Makes the screen a bit easier to navigate around if you hide the project pane.
Tab. Click here for getting started instructions, quick links to projects, and for information about Sonic.
And this is help on creating the projects.
Tab. Click here to make audio and jukebox discs, convert to MP3, or listen to music.
Okay, we've basically,
Tab. Audio list view. Upgrade. Tab. Click here to create data discs.
Yeah, we basically have tabbed around the entire screen now. You can also use menus. There are some menus.
Menu bar. File F. Tools T. View V. Help H. System space. File F. Menu, file menu, new project submenu, N.
And here we can create a new project.
Audio submenu, A.
Either audio.
Data and backup submenu, D.
Data.
Copy submenu, C.
If we want to copy.
Media and devices submenu, M. Audio submenu, A.
And we're back around.
New project submenu, N. Open save project dot 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 control plus O, O.
You can save projects and reopen them. So if you have something you do over and over, you can save it and redo it without having to recreate the project.
Save control plus S unavailable S. Save as dot 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 unavailable A. Exit E.
Okay.
Escape menu bar file F tools T. Menu tools menu eject slash close drive tray sub menu T. Express labeler E. Label creator L. Disk information D. Erase disk E. Finalize disk F.
Various tools that we can use on our disks.
Options dot 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 O. Eject slash close drive tray sub menu T.
Okay.
Escape menu bar view V. Menu view menu mini mode M. Hide project pane J. Mini mode M.
And we have a couple different views there we can use. And let's see.
Escape menu bar view V.
One more menu here.
Help H. Menu help menu help F1 H. Read me dot 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 E. Tutorial dot 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 E.
And we have some help and tutorials here that you can look through.
Media guide dot 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 M. Grassinet dash your source for music information G. Register now dot 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 R. Technical support on the web W. Online store sub menu O. Check for updates dot 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 U. About this software A. Help F1 H.
Okay.
Escape menu bar help H.
Okay, and that's basically it. So, as you can see, it's easy enough to navigate through the main screen of the program. Let's say we want to create something.
View V. Tools T. File F. Menu File Menu New Project Submenu N.
We can either do it through the new project, or we can go back into the main program and tab around.
Audio Submenu A.
And let's say that we want to make an audio CD.
Easy Audio CD A. Music Disc Creator M. Create Jukebox Disc C. Rip CDS P. Multi CD Ripper M.
Okay, and these are various things we can do in our audio projects.
Edit Song Information I. Convert LPS and Tapes L. Easy Audio Capture S. Sound Editor E. Audio Converter V. Auto Mix X. Easy Audio CD A.
And we'll go to Easy Audio CD.
Enter. Leaving menus. Click here to create data disks. Quick Find. Click here to hide the audio Quick Find window button.
Okay, one of the things you want to do is where it comes up and says Quick Find.
Click here to hide the audio Quick Find window button.
And to hide this, to click here, you definitely want to do this because if you start tabbing around in this Quick Find, it will crash the program.
Space. Click here to show the audio Quick Find window button.
So that's the only one problem that I've noticed with the program so far.
Tab. Add music button. Alt plus a.
Now, if we want to add music, I can just simply go to the Add Music button, and I'll press space on it.
Space. Music files dialog. File name colon edit combo.
And it's asking me for my source of music files.
Shift tab. Folder view list view. Not selected A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash iran dot m.
And I'm on some albums here. And I guess what I'll
do. A flock of a flock of seagull abba dash gold dash 01 dash dancing queen dot mp abba dash gold dash 01.
Okay, I'm gonna select those.
Tab, file name colon edit combo, a photograph of you right tab, files of type colon combo bar, tab, add button.
And go to add.
Enter. Not selected upgrade. Not selected upgrade 13 of 13. Auto mix.
Okay, let's see.
Tab, click here to create data disks. Tab, click here to make copies of disks and to burn or save disk images. Tab, media and devices.
You have to do quite a bit of tabbing in the program, but other than that, it's not too bad. I'm back out
tab,
here.
Tab, click here for useful disk tool. Tab, click here to show the audio. Tab, add music button. Alt plus a.
Okay, back to the add music. If I keep tabbing.
Tab, list view. Not selected A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art home. A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 6. A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran 5060F colon backslash audio.
Okay, and I have a list here of.
A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran 5060F colon backslash audio and video backslash audio backslash mp3 backslash mp3 dash albums backslash A flock of seagulls dash the best of A flock of seagulls dash 01 dash Iran dot mp3 2 of 12.
Of 12 tracks here off of an album.
Tab, new project button, alt plus n. Tab, save button, alt plus s. Tab, save as playlist button, alt plus p. Tab, click here to eject the drive tray button. Shift tab, new project button, alt, shift tab, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls home, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 612.
Now that's out of place. I wonder what I need to do here if I can,
A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 11 dash wishing left home, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 612 applications context menu s preview song s properties r preview song properties r preview song s.
Okay, because I'd like to be able to move that down. It's not in its proper position.
Properties r preview song s.
Okay, so
properties r enter leaving menus edit cd properties for the selected track left parent s right parent dialog track page explain button alt plus e tab ok button. Escape, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 612 2F colon backslash audio and video backslash audio backslash mp3 backslash mp3 tab, new project button, alt tab, save button, alt tab, save as playlist button, alt tab, click here to eject the drive tray tab, combo box, destination selection, tab, combo box, bank DVDRWDL left parent D colon right tab, click here to view options that let you customize tab, click button to continue button, tab, hide project pane button, alt plus J.
Okay, and I don't see anything to actually alter that track list.
Tab, click here for getting started instructions, quick links to projects and for information about Sonic. Tab, click here to make audio and jukebox discs. Tab, audio list view, auto mix. Tab, click here to create data discs. Tab, click here to make copies of discs and to burn or save disk images. Tab, media and devices. Tab, click here for useful disk tools. Tab, click here to show the audio quick find window button. Tab, add music button, Alt plus a. Tab, click here to remove a selected track from your disk layout. Left parent del right parent button.
Okay, there's how to delete it.
Tab, click here to move a selected track down. Left parent plus right parent button.
Okay.
Click here to move a selected track down. Left parent plus right parent button. Tab, click here to view the properties of the selected track button. Tab, list view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young heart 612 2 F colon backslash.
So I want to move that down.
Shift tab, shift tab, shift tab, click here to remove a selected tab, click here to move a selected track down, left parent space. Click here to move a selected track down, left parent plus right parent button, space. Click here to space.
Let's see what's going on.
Tab, click here to view the properties of the tab. List view, a flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 03 dash telecommunicate. A flock of seagulls dash...
yeah, there, okay, it's moving down.
Shift tab, click here to move a selected track down. Left parent plus space. Click here to space. Space, 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 space. Click here to move a selected track up. Left parent dash right parent button pressed.
Oops.
Shift tab. Click here to remove a selected tab. Click here tab. Click here to move a selected track down. Tab. Click here to view the proper tab. List view. A flock of seagulls. End. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 11 dash wishing left pair. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the story of a young art 6. Shift tab. Shift tab. Click here to move a selected track down.
Down.
Left parent plus space. Click here to tab. Tab. List view. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 12 dash the store home. A flock of seagulls dash the best of a flock of seagulls dash 01 dash.
Okay, now I have my track list the way I want it. And just takes a little bit of tabbing around to get used to the program. I haven't used this program a whole lot yet myself. I've only had it for a few weeks. So I'm learning here myself.
Tab, new project button, Alt plus N. Tab, save button, Alt plus S.
Now, you can save this either as a project.
Tab, save as playlist button, Alt plus P.
Or you can save it as a playlist.
Tab, click here to eject the drive tray button. Tab, combo box, destination selection. Playback controls,